Actually, we are in a very good spot right now. As you said, we're 75% through the county's fiscal year, which starts December 1st. Currently, we're right at almost 5%, 4.6% over expected revenue across the board, which equates to about a little over $53,000 ahead of where we sort of budgeted for this year. In a dollar amount, that's right at $920,000 in revenue. To put that into a little context, like for the jail, which the primary source of that revenue is foreign inmates, our inmate or the jail like budgeted expenditures to for the total operations of the jail, as far as correctional officer salaries, benefits, the Board of Prisoners line, which is the line where we pay for the care of prisoners. The whole amount for expenditures in the jail is $840,454 for this year. So we've already sort of exceeded the cost of operating the jail as far as staff goes and care of those inmates. Of course, that number doesn't include the cost of the jail facility, like the payments for the structure, which are a fixed cost, and also that does not include the utilities like lighting, water, and that kind of thing. Those are ex extra expenses. But at this point, of course, those expenses would be there regardless of that inmate revenue, just due to decisions of previous county boards and to create that facility.
Where are you getting the foreign inmates from now?
Primarily, the federal inmates are the largest source of that revenue. Currently, we have at last report to the county board, anyway, we had 20 federal inmates. We had 7 Cook County inmates. And of course, we house all of Warren County's female inmates. Also, occasionally, we'll house Scott County, Iowa inmates, depending on their needs. But primarily, the most of that revenue is generated from the federal inmates.
And I'm assuming then you don't anticipate, as sheriff, that foreign inmate stream. I mean, you're at 37 now. I mean, you don't envision that ever really drying up, so to speak. I mean, it's always been pretty much a steady flow of foreign inmates.
It has. There's a large, I guess, a dramatic change in the state of Illinois as far as bail reform, where they're eliminating cash bail entirely. I think that will dramatically decrease our local inmates, or I guess Illinois-sourced inmates, just because that law has made it to where it'll be very, very difficult to keep people in jail pending trial that we currently now. But even with that change, I think I foresee it reducing our number of local inmates and Warren County inmates, potentially Cook County. But they have such a great volume of inmates, and the generally the type that we house here, I don't I'm not sure if they would be affected by that bail reform law, just due to the seriousness of their crimes.
And then the U.S. Marshals Service prisoner flow is always probably going to be there then.
Right. Unless there's some dramatic change on a federal level, the federal system won't be affected by that Illinois law change. And those federal numbers have been pretty consistent, at least through the course of my term as sheriff. So I have no reason to believe that they would change dramatically.